You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Adam et hasadeh. In Parashah, we learn that every Yehudi resembles to a tree. So what's the resemblance of a Yehudi to a tree?
Gives fruit.
All the trees give fruit?
Nope.
Some do. So that means that we have to copy the tree to give fruits. And the fruits means? What does it mean? Masim Tovim. Masim Tovim. What kind of Masim Tovim we have? What's the greatest Masim Tovim that you can think of? The greatest kind act. What is it? What type of chesed?
Unselfish.
To be unselfish. Beautiful. And what is the greatest chesed that you can do?
Make peace.
Beautiful. Chazaka Baruch. And what the greatest chesed you can do? To give tzedakah. And what is greatest chesed you can do? Amen. I'm sorry?
Learn Torah.
Chazaka Baruch. The greatest chesed you can do, to smile at people. That's the greatest chesed that you can do. And nothing like it. And people, especially in Chodesh Elul, they calculate how much maaser they have to give. That's what one of the tasks that is suggested to do. But then they never write down how many smile I made today. How many people I made happy today. So the same way that you eat the gilas, the cherries, bah, 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 bah. Shabbat shalom la'ad. Baruch atah Hashem l'chanim ha'olam. Baruch peri ha'etz. So the same way, Torah Hashem says, ki ha'adam etz. What else the tree does? What else?
Provides shade.
Shade. Give shade.
So then, use every aspect of it.
So what's the resemblance between shade and human being?
Provide comfort.
Comfort. Support. Don't worry. Everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay.
Amen.
Yeah. So that's another task that we have. So first we have to do chesed, all the chesed that you mentioned, plus you have to smile, and then give support. What else?
Everything from the tree.
Okay.
Every part of it you could use.
Like?
Like
the
wood.
The wood, yeah, fireplace, yeah. You make a teva, aron, what else? The leaves, what do you do with the leaves?
We eat it.
You can boil it and have a tea, yeah. There's some trees, yeah. Sorry?
It's good for
fire. Fire?
Start fire?
Exactly, yeah, exactly. We can put it on the top of the sukkah, right? Cut the leaves and put it on the top of the sukkah. So now, obviously your question is, what's your question? How do we energize the land that the tree will have boost to give good fruit? Say? No, I understand, but we have to energize the land, no? Yes?
From
heavens. No, no. In practicality, that's what the process is. You have to Yeah, the root has to get strong, so you have to use
water
and energizer. You have to give it vitamins. And then the tree, as soon as he smells the energizer, he says, bah, 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 reach nuchoach. Borat sebesamim. Right?
Yes.
Why is it like this? Why the tree has to go through this process to give such a delicious fruit?
Sometimes.
All right, doctor, why is it like this?
Sometimes when you smell it, it's
better on the fruit.
I know, but the tree has is having a good time when you try to energize it. No?
Yes.
Yeah? Is it good smell?
No. Some do.
Ah, Chazak Baruch, Chazak Baruch, Rafa, beautiful, beautiful. So now here he says, Ki ha'adam etz ha'sadeh. That means you have to learn from the tree. When the tree smells, ay, 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 what happened here? What's going on here? So now you expect the tree runs away. Huh? Wouldn't you run away?
Yes.
Of course. But here the tree stands there. He says, you know what? This is good for me. It's going to make me strong. It's going to give me such a good fruit. So now he stays there and bursts with the circumstances. And then the... Yes. Yes, exactly. So now that's what the Sultan Harusha is informing us. You have to use your potential, because the Sultan Harusha knows. When the Sultan Harusha says, Ki ha adam et hasadeh, it's not that you, it's suggesting. It says, you are. You understand? It says, you are. So that means the same way you give fruit, the same way you run away from the sun and the rain and the snow, and you stand there and you do your job. When things go wrong and you go through the difficulty, you have to stand there and do your work and give your fruits. No achmotach. Happened to be an interesting story about the prince, the Badiah. So they made a very delicious silabi. So the Badiah liked qalam. So he took a bite of the bone, and the bone got stuck in his throat. So he was not able to speak, you know. So he ran out of the palace, you know what to do. It happened to be the king had an enemy that was, trying to... get back to the enemy. So all of a sudden he sees the prince that is walking on the street. So he goes toward him and give him a big hit on the back. And the bone jumps out. The enemy of the king, what would he want to do to the prince?
He wanted to hurt him.
And what did he end up to do?
Saved
his life. You like the story?
Yes.
Yeah, don't forget it. Yeah, don't forget the story. Then in life, that many times you said, see what I go through, what they do to me, I'm fed up. I cannot take it anymore. But here you see any type of forces that goes against you, it's only for your benefit. It's going to help you. And the same way that the tree is standing there and bears with the circumstances, even though that is not pleasant, even though that is hard, but it still gives a good fruit. So that's what you are. But sometimes you forget. Why? Because we become lazy, we become spoiled, want to ride away. But here you have to realize this is only for your benefit. And if you be patient, is that a shame? You see lots of Yeshua.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.